Hi, Jerry.
Monterey Marina just broke their second culvert this last night.
Oh, cool.
Sitting at 26,000 personal, and they got two groups at 8,000. They're breakaways. So they've got 46,000 in volume so far this month. I know that just makes you crazy, but just giving you an update.
Yeah, just hit me in the side. T-bone.
A new person. Nobody, it's just pinging.
Oh, that's my mute button going on, beeping.
Ew.
Yeah, very poor mute. But I don't have an email from you yet, so I'm looking here.
Update. Oh, you know what? I probably sent it to some email you don't use anymore.
I'm looking for it too, Jerry.
Okay, Marion. Marion's got to get a different email too, so let's do this.
I thought you changed that.
I thought he did too. Oh wait, I gotta go to this to do that. Change this. Marion, you had some trouble getting kickstarted the other day, but did you get it cleared up?
Yes, I did, but we gotta make it so that it works the first time.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true.
Hi, Jerry.
Uncle Steve.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm grinning from the bottom up.
Cool. I'll be back about in a half hour. Talk to you later.
10-4.
Jerry, if I could change that Wednesday to Tuesday, would that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, I may call them and see if that would work.
Okay, we're going to... Oh, man, where did it go? I sent myself another one, and I don't see it. I think I'm actually, because I'm such a monster... I'm overpowering this poor computer. I am now too strong for it. So Chuck and Tracy's is no longer there.
And they said they were going to be a little late.
Okay.
And I need their email because the one I sent to them didn't go.
There's the meeting thing I'm looking for. Theirs is wernsman@earthlink.net.
While you're setting up, I'm going to call Shelton's and see if I can change it to Tuesday.
Okay. Russell, are you there? Give me that email again.
Which email?
Your new one. Or the one you like to get this on.
Ferguson@mynekin.net. Not new, same one you've always had.
I'm hoping I'm not sending it to Televar. That's what I was thinking. It might have happened because...
It's tomorrow night instead of Wednesday.
Send everything else to my other one. My other one.
That's because it's on the Nikon automatic.
Same time.
So I'm going to change out my list for this team.
It's not in Televar. So you didn't send it there.
Okay.
Jerry, we're on for Tuesday night.
Okay, Tuesday at 5:30 in Reardon.
5:30 Reardon. I'll give you more information.
All right.
And also Tuesday at 10:15. Is the other one we have with Earl. 10:30.
Tuesday at 10:15?
10:30.
Earl?
Yep.
With Marion? What? I got to check something. Did you verify one today?
Me?
That's in Airway Heights, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I had it at 10:30, though.
Yeah, I think it is 10:30.
And then, Marion, what is this current email you want me to send it to?
Palmer@mynakin.net.
Okay, that's where I'm getting all screwed up. I'm using everybody's old ones still. I think I have dry rot. Alright, it should be coming here in a second, everybody. Actually, all the people who show up are the ones who have the wrong email addresses in my stuff. So, okay, there it goes. Now I'm going to change it so I get the list right. Okay. All right, lots going on, finally. Give you guys some volume checks. Has anybody here on the call actually got a higher volume this month than last?
I will by the end of the month, I'm pretty sure.
And how are your people doing under Sherry? Are they starting to kind of get their feet under them a little bit?
She says that Brandon is, but they're both swamped with their other jobs right now. She has a couple other things she's got her hands in, but she's been so busy I haven't connected with her very much in a week, and I did talk to her today.
Well, that's something we're going to propose is some guessables for people tonight, how they can guess on finding us and where to go and what to do. Russell, I talked to our weightlifter today. We have a tentative on Wednesday. So we're just keeping up with that track. And now I need to open something for all of you. If anybody getting that?
Yep. Is it trial run? Is that what we write in?
It's trial run, but I need to change that. I'm going to put it on my deal to do here. I'm going to change it to wellness because everybody else's is wellness.
Oh, good. So then it'll just be the same for everybody. Anybody doing anything special to on the sleep system thing?
Well, Dennis and Ruth did that thing on Saturday. Were you involved in that at all?
Yeah. Hey, my internet. Well, maybe it's coming now. It said it wouldn't come up. Yeah. I just meant as far as reaching out to other people besides that.
I need to send out an email. I'm writing this down too, an email on sleep, because that's so much more effective.
I sent out a few today with some articles and clicking them into my website and the sleep that's on there, and then telling them about the sale.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Okay.
Chuckles.
Yeah.
Mick back?
Yep, we're here.
Did you get an email?
Yeah, that's how I got on this time.
Okay. Good. I'm going to be trying to not goof up. What are you seeing now, Chuck?
I'm seeing the wellness track. And that's what I did. Now it's gone.
Now I know that you're on the right one. I'm going to review something for y'all. Go to page 2 here. Nope, that's not. It's going to have to be tools, not library.
I never had a place to sign in, but I'm on.
Okay, we'll see what your name is. All right, now I know what I'm doing. Bang, this is awesome. Okay, now I'm going to come back and see if Marion is lost. You can see it, but we don't have your name, so we know you're there, but you're not there. Oh, wait, you came in as me.
I came in as you? That can't... Oh, as the other Jerry White.
Yep.
Okay.
Way to go.
Oh, now we'll never know which one's which.
I'm the one
with the bouncing ball right now. Russ and Michelle, did you guys get that email?
Yes, I'm loading right now. I got 5 minutes to load.
Okay. All right. During this 5 minute period then, I'd like to kind of get everybody on your feet and check out, see what you got. Anybody got anything in the works that you want to discuss tonight? See, there's me.
Hi, Jerry.
See that Chuck and Tracy are invisible today. There is an excellent, shadow outline of Chuck's head there, unless Tracy got a really good haircut. Chuck and Tracy, you got anything going? What's up?
What do we got going, Tracy?
About 30 seconds.
He went all the way to Irvine for a presentation last week, and then he wants to do this. So tomorrow we're going to give him the papers to sign up and go for it.
Interesting. Now, Chuck, that was the world's shortest thing I ever did in my whole life, period.
I think it might have been 30 seconds, but it you could have done better than that. It might have been 20 or so, but we were, the guy, I think he had his hearing aids on, but there was also, I think you were over-modulating, and the guy, he asked if he could make a lot of money at this, like about $100,000 a year, and I said, well, would you like to talk to somebody that is? And he said, yeah, and I put Jerry on the phone, and we couldn't understand Jerry at all. The guy goes, well, I think I've heard enough. And Jerry said, fine, and hung up. That was about it. And the guy goes, I'm in.
You know, it's one goofy dang deal. I thought he was just like, that wasn't the answer I wanted, so suck it, I'm out.
Waiter for you, huh?
Very interesting. So that's totally cool. Here I
can just go to the show if they're ready to go. It doesn't matter what.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing this now. I'm understanding. Okay. Russell, Michelle, you got something going there?
Almost.
How about your business?
Say that again.
Just sharing what we're doing in business.
Oh, yeah. We had a great coffee shop meeting earlier today that went really well. And we're set up for meet the same gal Wednesday, so that's, we'll take it from there. She's going to be busy for our preview night, but we'll see if we can put something together before that. But she will be free next Wednesday, Thursday, I guess. But
cool.
She is already lining up other friends to meet with also. So we're pretty positive about that.
Any movement on Mike's front lately?
Leo did join Friday, and he went back to Kansas City to meet with friends for a week, so I don't know what's going to happen there, and haven't heard a call back from him either, so, but I don't believe he has a cell phone to get a hold of him.
Okay. And Marion, what do you got going?
Well, that Reardon booth thing I did, there's been a lot of interest. One that was interesting today, I went out to Reardon and met with a couple, and she was sick, and he had a headache, and I ended up giving him a rollout. When I talked to him today, that was Friday, he said he had a headache every single day for months and months, and after that rollout, he didn't have a headache, and he was just beginning to get one today. So he wants to get together again. She brought a pair of Mag Steps and is happy with those. Shelton's, I loaned a wellness home to, and they said they really like the sleep system. They don't hurt when they get up. So they're the ones we want to see tomorrow, and I told them about the sale. And she told me when I left, honey, if I like this bed, we're getting one. So I'm hoping that'll be real positive. Earl is looking for some extra income, and we're meeting with him tomorrow. Friday, I'm doing a health fair out at the that airport. I don't know if you've been on that one or not, Jerry, but hopefully that'll bring in some new people.
Oh, Marion.
What? Oh, go? Yeah, I need to go a lot. Beginning to roll again.
Good. Well, I'm ready to put some feet to it if you guys are. So let's jump right into some stuff here. And as I mentioned, I've been working, trying to follow Mike and Chuck, or Mike and Terry. And I'm going to run over here for a little bit and give you a little background of what I've been doing here recently. I'm working to really get an appreciation for the wellness track, how to use it, and what would we use it for. And I'm also getting an appreciation for modern methods of actually creating revenues that are much higher likelihood that your people will get paid and get paid fairly quickly. And people that are not the big charisma people getting paid and getting paid quickly. And so I've been studying like a fiend on that, got some really good materials. One of the things that I would like to do is to start from ground zero here. I would say that, thank you, Michelle, and based on the materials that we have for our Jeff Van Blarikum stuff, everybody's pretty confident, but what we need is a lot more people in the hopper. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get. It's just having people that are ready to rock and roll with it. How do we know when to engage, and how do we know not to engage? And so let's take a look at a couple things here. And first, I want to...
Now, is this on the track, all the stuff that we're seeing in front of us?
Yeah, let me kind of walk you guys through what you know, I'm going to do something here. This will be good. I'm going to go to a website first.
Attention.
Actually, that's not him. That's just
is it?
Friends.
Okay.
He's got a hair that looks like a giant Q-tip. Okay, let's see. What was I going to go to? Internet, Comcast, there we go. And then I was going to go to... for some reason, this thing does that. There. Going to the Wellness Network. And this is something I'm trying to run through with Jan a little bit. And I want to run with you guys. You guys tell me if you start getting, you know, it's kind of clogged up. Let's say you all decided you were going to start a launch in October. And in that launch, you wanted to take 3 months to get the gold from where you are today. As we begin to start working with it, I would send you, I'm going to theoretically send you to the Wellness Network. It's a global organization of wellness consultants who share a common goal of building successful wellness home businesses around the world. A unique training and support program called the Wellness Track System provides a complete operating system for all aspects of the business. The Wellness Track System materials have been developed by NECAN leaders and businesses and healthcare experts to provide Wellness Network members with professional tools and structure to build their businesses. How can you join the Wellness Network community? It's simple and it's free. By joining the Wellness Network, you will receive exciting weekly and monthly emails to keep you connected to the Wellness Network education and support structure. I'm going to stop right there for a second. How many of you think that getting weekly information and all that stuff would be good for somebody building a business?
Yep.
Sure. Here's something I've been learning about the modern form that's making a killing on the internet. There are some basics that people need to know about working on the internet. And one of those is that if you send somebody to your site or somehow you get information for those people, you have to establish trust with them first. And if you can supply them with, and some of you have done this in the past, if you can supply them with a useful piece of information or a useful tool at no cost, it's a valuable resource for them to use, they will tend to load that. Now, what is going on currently in network marketing is that if you can give them that no-cost tool, and when they click on something in it, you pick up their link information and email address, which becomes the most important single device, the most important single piece of information that you'll ever have for building your business. One of the philosophies is if you can get people to join you in a concept before they join you in NECAN, they trust you in that, then you back end people into the business. Now, this is going to sound a little bit convoluted, but I want to make a point. The Wellness Network is using this concept in a certain way. We want to be aware of that. When you click here to sign up, and you go to the sign-up page, they ask for your email. That is worth the world to those guys because they can link it to all sorts of things. And you're going to be learning how these links make important economic moves for you and your family just by people cruising through websites and your websites and so forth. We're going to be looking at building these things out in front of your Nikan business. How do you use them? Why do you use them? How do they connect? And what can you gain in belief from those people at first? Well, the Wellness Network then is, first we need you to type in your email address in the box below and click the join button. This will add your email address to our mail server. What are you getting when you do that? Can anybody remember from page one?
Weekly and monthly updates.
And can you see how a person might want to get those weekly and monthly updates? They feel like they're getting a benefit, and so they give you the number back or the email?
Okay, question.
Yeah.
So if I send them to this, do I get their email, or who gets their email?
Right now, these people, you already have it because they would be Nikan distributors in your group who are wanting to launch. This is, so, but I'm showing you an example of something, two things at once, so it's a good thing to clarify here. They get your person's information, and that's going to be useful both to your people, but to them. It's okay, it's just how it works. What I'm beginning to understand is how these piles of emails make all the difference in the world on the internet. And I'm going to try to get that point across to all of you. Somehow, I'll figure it out. But they get them here. You will already have them because they're in your Nikan downline. This site is really designed for people who are fives going to launch on the way to gold. Make sense?
Right.
If they're a new partner and they want to use some of these tools to gain information, be able to email stuff to their friends, to learn a few things every now and then, and maybe have a script to work off of, that's okay. But the thing is designed for people who are launching themselves to gold in 90 days. It makes sense?
Yep.
Okay, now look on the left-hand side where my pointer is. It says welcome, the Wellness Track System. In the Wellness Track System, if I click here, obviously this is going to give us the ability to download the file that all of you have. Is that right?
I do.
Yep. Now we're going to go back to the main menu. The launch pad. Now the launch pad is designed so that you can learn by breaking through the board that if you're going to try to launch and go silver, shoot for gold in 90 days, and as you're shooting for gold in 90 days, if you fall short, you'll end up silver. So that's what the launch pad. And then you can register your launch, and when you register, they're going to start sending you automatic emails on where the team is meeting. You're going to talk to other people that are launching. They're going to monitor your progress, all kinds of stuff. Currently launching. Here's somebody who is currently launching, Dion Burnett in Austin. Her launch begins September 3rd and ends December 1st. The goal is to go pin gold in 3 months. My why is to be in a financial position to give back to my community, to be healthier, to help others become healthier, and a partner is Terry Latham. So as people come in, they fill out little sections, and you'll see they all show up here, which really gives you a sense of who's launching. Now this is, here's one that says their goal is platinum. Who was that? Eric Steele, goal is platinum, volume 60,000, income 10,000 per month. Volume's quite a bit short for that. So they got their partners down here. It's just a way for people to make a public declaration that they're out and launching. You all see that?
Oh.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of them. All right. The training call out of the process so you can be fully present in the moment where you are. You may be committed to the business, but are you committed to launching a business? Your first 90-day launch will give you a new customer or new consultants. Give your new consultant their personal success story. It gives them the best start in the business. This is the way to bulletproof your business. The first 90 days of your new consultant, or for your new consultant, is when their energy is highest. But it's also when they're most vulnerable, which is why you, as their sponsor, need to become proficient at knowing what to do with them. Your first 5 weeks should be focused on enrolling people to help you build your organization. We're not looking just for to sponsor people. We're looking for 3 people to launch in the next 5 weeks. So we can spend the rest of the 90 days launching them. We're looking for the core partners who are ready to go now. I look for people who are assets, people who I believe can contribute to the expansion of NECAN rather than people I am looking to help. This is a critical mistake that people make when they're looking to building an organization. Building the business is twofold: building an organization and building clients, a customer base. So when you say, I'm building my business, that's not specific enough. Are you building an organization with this activity, or are you building a consumer base? When you say, I'm building a business, that generally means you're talking to anybody and everybody about anything that might be of interest to them. And that's not a process that's very clearly defined. That's not something that will keep somebody or help somebody else to be able to learn a clearly defined process either. We have a very clearly defined process for taking someone whom we've identified as a potential business partner and help them evaluate NECAN so they can decide whether or not they want to become a partner with us in launching a NECAN or a business in NECAN. The franchise industry in North America does more than the entire network marketing industry worldwide. Why is that? Because they have a clearly defined business operating system with a proven track record that helps them create a profitable business. We understand this, which is why the Wellness Track operating system will help you do the same. What's your big idea powered by NECAN? What's bigger than your reasons for doing this? It is to be bigger than you to attract some pretty neat people. Or it has to be bigger than you to attract pretty neat people. Why should somebody want to join you in this? Why should it matter to them? What's the cause? Because if the cause is warranted, they will take time to do the logistics and evaluate your offering. The back to the main. So the training call, okay, here we go. That was supposed to be the training call, but I guess these are basically the points that came off the training call, but I'll show you something as we go back to the main menu here. Each week, there is a system of calls on this called OnStar. And so OnStar and Webcast is first section here. There are some recordings. And there's this Vision for Wellness, which I think is the weakest link in all of this, is the Vision for Wellness right now. I don't see it being what we need it to be yet. Click here to enter the Wellness Network meeting room or go to the meeting center. The meeting center is pretty important. Well, let's see. Welcome to the meeting center. After a person completes the evaluation phase, the next step is to assist them through the alignment phase. Let's see if we can get those cleared up. In their concept, it's saying, what do we use as a group for the evaluation phase?
Level 4 meeting.
It's actually the whole process, 1 through 4.
Okay.
Would any of you have any trouble implementing 1 through 4 at distance?
I don't think so.
So we could do an ABC?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How about a wellness preview?
Yes.
How would we do that?
I would use the ones on Pathfinder, or we could do a live one, either way.
So doing a live one at distance, how would that be constructed?
We would use your wonderful website here, and we would invite some people to join us, and probably just go through the general points we cover in a wellness preview.
Okay, so that means we have an evaluation phase. After the evaluation phase, our level four is kind of the alignment phase. We're getting in, getting checked out, getting things up and running. They've created one in this system. We're going to assess it as a group and see if we want to use it or if it makes any sense to us for our people at distance. We'll look and see. It is the completion of both steps that completes the partnering process. So they've evaluated and they've decided they want to be in, and the alignment phase that teaches them all the process of getting in. Rick Murphy does an exceptional job of aligning. This is the last decision for me to make here, anyway. To help your new partner in getting started in the alignment phase, ideally you would like to establish a Monday night team meeting hosted by a gold or above consultant and connect to the Alignment ABC webcast hosted by a diamond. If your upline diamond does not host a weekly meeting, plug into the list of diamonds below that best suits your team's time zone. Does any of that make sense? Is it confusing? What are your concepts or ideas about that?
Okay, this is a way so that we can bring our teams together and not have to leave our homes. Everybody can, that only weak part is for those people who aren't computer savvy, but most people are nowadays.
Who would be attending an alignment meeting during a week? Who is this alignment meeting meant for?
Well, if it's going to be an ABC webcast, it's going to be partners and their guests.
An alignment meeting is a level four meeting. That somebody's already in and they're getting aligned with the system or NECAN, getting aligned with NECAN.
Okay.
And they're doing their stuff like ordering, getting on their auto ships, doing that sort of stuff. That's what an alignment meeting is all about.
Okay, so let's go back to this again. So this is a meeting that people are going to come to, and it's called an alignment meeting?
That's correct. So it's like an online level four meeting on a Monday night. Who would come to that?
I would think it would be more of a review meeting than a first-time meeting. I mean, I'm just throwing this out, but it seems like one of the things I like about a level four is it's a chance one-on-one to really hear people's dreams, and when we're doing it as a group and you've got 20 people on there, you can do an overview, but you can't get as specific. Am I on the right track here?
I have a gut level feeling that that's what I perceive it as. Does anyone else have a perception of who would go to that meeting?
Well, I expect all your new people to go there. And also even seasoned people to go to it to keep on track.
Chuck, did you have an idea of somebody?
I was going to say that people that are just getting in, you want to get them lined up and get all their ducks in a row so they know what systems are available, what are their dreams. Just that plus
like they also said, people who have been in for a while, they need to get realigned.
Okay. And so, like Ryan said...
I like the idea that these new people are going to be hearing other people's dreams, and I think that can increase the excitement for everybody.
And like you said, Marion, it would ideally be someone has already gone through a level four with their sponsor.
Right.
But if they came to an alignment meeting also, it's backup information.
Yes.
It's a double hit. It's validation for things they're thinking about. If they're kicking tires, they hear it from a bigger pin. So you can use it in that way. And it may be a very good way for someone you're just sponsoring in Massachusetts because you can't be directly with them, right?
Right. Okay, question. Say we set these up on a Monday night. Is there going to be a taped one available for people who are not available to participate on a Monday night?
Well, listen to this. If your Upline Diamond doesn't host a weekly meeting, plug into the list of diamonds below that best suit your team's time zone. That means that as this grows, there will be different teams doing those. I'm going to show you something here. You see that list?
Now I do.
We'll go back for a second and pick up something, but I'm going to show you Bernie and Kathy Doman's list of events during the course of a week.
Ah, and they are inviting us to join them, is that right?
This is open to everyone in the network.
Okay.
Now they have a business plan overview. September 27th at 9 a.m. They have an Autism Sleeps presentation, September 27th at 8 a.m. They have a Wellness Home business briefing, September 25th at 5:30. They have a private meeting, and this is for their team who are building toward going gold. And they have another Wellness Home briefing on the 23rd.
So does private mean we're not invited?
I think that's exactly what that word means.
Okay.
But what it does is it allows their team to access this without having to get an email.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that all be nice to y'all?
Yep.
Because I'm always late. But here's the deal. I'm sending in today, so I will have a category here. And let's see what Kathy Long's got going. Nothing yet. But here's Terry's. I don't even know who Kathy Long is. But Terry's, I just got off of one of his called Platinum Partners. And so he's got the business plan here. And then Platinum Partners, I guess, has already passed, so it dropped off. And a Wellness Home business briefing schedule.
Okay, here's a question. So if I'm talking to someone and I have all these meetings in my mind and I think, oh, this Wellness Home business briefing would really be good for Jerry, so can I just copy that link and email Jerry and say, this is what it is. I think you'll really enjoy this, or this is important. Be on it.
No. What you're going to have to do is to give them the, type out the instructions. Go to the Wellness Network. The Wellness Network. You might put that as the link. And then you can say, click on, scroll to the bottom, or go to OnStar, go to the bottom, click on this person's name. That's about what you're going to have to do. Okay. Now let's do this one last little section here. It says, what is the alignment ABC web call or web case slash call? It's hosted by an Upline Diamond, the A-plus in this case, is a presentation call aligning with success is done online via webcast. It is a look at the big picture as it relates to personal success, success in NECAN, and validation of the Wellness Track operating system for support and duplication. Everyone can easily watch from their own home and participate via telephone. So you click on wanting to go. That's called OnStar Webcast. So this is a place to look at, well, let's go back here. Here's a thing called a blog. How many people have ever used a blog before? Neither have I, but I think it's time we need to start coming into some of this terminology. What is it? Why is it used? What it is it's an interactive sort of email back and forth between people who are commenting on certain aspects of what they perceived last week. And so you get to have an interactive back and forth. Here's some stuff that they're actually voting on. What would assist you more in the Wellness Network if it could offer you, and so you vote on those. And then Mike's sort of personal story. You could get into the launch pad. This is just becoming aware of some of this stuff. So that's what I'm trying to sort of imagine. What is all this stuff and why do we need it? Okay, then let's go to events. Every month, we can put in our own events here, I guess, but every month there is to be register your mid-month event. There were 23 groups that got together for a September 19th event. It was fun. That was thought as designed to be kind of a game night, sharing with each other about NECAN, having a blast, doing it once a month, and it was a celebration of those people who are working hard to launch. They all got...
Jerry, can I go back to the blog and then hit that one? Are you going to have a blog? Are we going to have blogs? What are we looking at there?
Maybe in the long run. I'm putting a lot of this stuff together in the background a little bit. This is a blog for people who are engaging in their system. We're looking through the windows right now. We're watching.
Okay.
And,
sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to clear that up.
I'm just kind of presenting. I'm kind of thinking out loud, okay, guys? Evites. Anybody ever gotten one yet?
Yes.
You sent them.
No, I mean where they come on with fancy Evites.
I sent them and I received them.
Well, let's play with it. Let's see, fill in the boxes below and send a personalized copy of this email to your friends. I'm just going to stick in my number here.
I think you got your email address where your name's supposed to be.
Don't bug me, man.
Okay.
I never was very good at following directions. maybe I go back and change that. I thought maybe that seemed a little weird. But see, here's another place where they can pick off an email. Where you're using it and it's valuable to you. I have no idea what this means.
I don't know, I've been there before. That thing goes on and on and on.
There.
Stopped it, all right.
Let's see if you guys get anything. And you're all my friends, by the way.
Thank you.
Cool.
Well, I have to put the name in. Michelle. Okay, now let's try it again. It's been forwarded. Close the window. The web page you're viewing is trying to close the window. Do you want to close the window? Okay, we'll close the window. So there's a series of those, and we might want to take a look at those to download the eVite overview and how to guide, click here. So now you can see, you can go through that. Launch calendars. This tells when the 90-day launch calendar is, and then the NECAN 90-day planner. This is actually a calendar that people can use to write out what they're going to do during the month that they're launching. So okay. You all see that. Fancy. And then Resource Center. Enter for a free download site. This is a free resource center where you can download interesting articles, videos, etc. to support the development of belief and education in the following areas, the company, the industry, the prospect. So enter the free download site here. Note, this is an interactive to this site. If you'd like to request an article, story, video to be added to this section, please email your request to those guys.
Oh, that's good.
So you got the workbook, investing in your business, the eVite how-to guide, 90-day planner, why net wellness article, and the Donald Trump article. So those are those that you can download and read. And the investing in your business one might be interesting. So finally, vision for wellness, and then contacting your so. Okay, so that was that page, and I wanted to show you what OnStar was, but we're almost out of time here. You guys just say, that guy screws around more than anybody I ever saw. Don't worry about it. Let's see. No, what? All right, I'll do it. It might take a second. Okay, I'm going to go to... Any questions so far? Any comments so far?
Okay, I guess the thing that I keep wondering about is you mentioned again and again they have the email addresses and stuff. So how do you feel about sending prospects to some of this? Because, for instance,
I wouldn't, Marianne. This is not meant for prospects.
Okay.
But Jerry.
Yes.
That link you sent us looks like that would be for prospecting.
Yes, that's right. So does it have no date or time or something, but should?
No, it doesn't have any of that. It just says click here to view it. It takes you to the partnership offering video.
Okay, so do they have to put their email in to get into that?
No, not unless they... In fact, it's just the 4-minute, 5-minute partnership offering. And then
it links back to your system. If you're signed up in this system, and they go to partnership offering, it runs through partnership offering. That's a global domain. Nobody gets anything in that one.
Now, if they want to continue into that, then they need tokens.
Right. And that token thing will be going away, but it's there for now.
It'll be free from later on?
Yes. And they're going to update some of the videos in it because they're outdated.
They sure are.
do is I want you guys to review something, and I want you to kind of get aware of using this wheel. Notice when I call up Wellness Track, I'm going to click on Start. If you click on Start, you now can use stuff. Now I'm going to click on New Partner, and you'll be, once it comes up, it looks the same, New Partner Library, we've been messing with that. Education would be a tutorial. Wellness Track Home would be going back to that wheel with the different specifics on it, or the New Partner Toolbox. The toolbox itself has two pages. It flipped to the second page. Did y'all pick that up?
It went from toolbox to silver toolbox to that.
So I had to go back to the main menu. And now I got to go to this. When I double click, that's important to watch for. If I single click on the toolbox, it'll go to new partner. If I double click, because I'm already a silver, it'll go to the silver. If I triple click, it would go to gold. As a brand new person coming in or someone who's going to be launching their business, you don't want them having silver and gold information. It will just boggle their mind and get them all tied up in knots. Make sense?
Right.
So all they're allowed to do is to download the new partner track.
Mm-hmm.
So they start clicking, it wouldn't go any farther. Did you all see this when I click on testimonials here? It gives three doctors. Those are a minute and a half each. Let's say you're sitting down doing a presentation with somebody. You wanted to go through Wellness Track or the partnership offering. If you're going to do it for business, it's up here. If you're going to do it for a product presentation or a wellness offering here, they're both the same presentation pretty much. I think they are. But the second one here is the same as the third one here. This is the Wellness Home presentation, as is this. The center one is Nikan's presentation on business. So you might be doing your ABC and you do these three things because you want them to see a business, and then if you want to flip to testimonies, you click on these 1 minute testimonies. You can choose on medical backup here or business backup here. And down here is a written section on what do you do if people have objections to the price, like it costs too much. So this is a written piece that you can read through and determine what do you do if it costs too much. Everybody still with me, or have I lost y'all?
Oh, there.
Notice over here that there's a page 2, and I click on page 2. This is what I want you all to review. Terry thinks this is really awesome. Contact and invite scripts. And it tells you it's a PowerPoint that you could go through with people. It tells you why and how to use and what your results should be from a contact list, review approaches, my motives, what are their motives, what do you say over the phone, and here's your scripts. So I want you to review that one section and see what do you think about using scripts. And we'll get back.
Okay, let's go back and review how we get there again.
All right. Every time I get to a page like this and I don't know where I'm at and I want to go back, I push the escape in the upper left-hand corner of my
computer, your board, okay.
Yes, it's in my keyboard. So, now Marion, I'm going to go back. All this stuff is new partner.
Right.
And this looks familiar to you as a new partner, is that correct?
Right. So you were in the toolbox for this?
Toolbox.
Okay.
And in the first page of toolbox, we have a presentation that's intended for business-oriented people. I have a presentation I could use for product-oriented people. And I have a testimonials button. That's page one.
Okay. But page two has those.
Page one. In the bottom right-hand corner right over here,
mm-hmm.
it says page two.
Right.
Click on this. These are what those people have determined are useful pieces, like their workbook, which is, we're right now using Jeff Van Blercombe, so we don't even do that. Their launch strategy. This is only appropriate for somebody who's going to become a gold in 30 days or 90 days. The NECAN Wellness 90-day launch calendar and planner. Investing in your business. A section that does a PowerPoint on why you would invest in your business, what are the returns on investment, and that sort of thing. The contacting and inviting script section. Evites and how to use them. In this up here is the, what do you call it, the PowerPoint for a wellness home briefing for a NECAN health break, and I don't know what that means. That's probably a wellness home that's more retail oriented. This is recruiting and this is retail. So two different wellness home styles. Business forms, PowerPoint files. These are all the different PowerPoints that are in this that you can load onto your thumb drive if you choose to do that. You can print in this corner, or you can go to online support. A myriad of possibilities, each one of them interesting in their own right. We're going to be trying to learn, can we use them, are they useful, or are they overwhelming? But today, I'll reiterate, we want you to review the contact and invite scripts and tell us if they're written too in-depth, would they be overwhelming, are they useful, what's your opinion by next week. And one last time, just to help you go through this, when you get there to the Wellness Track home and main menu, once it says overview on the bottom, it means this is now engaged and usable. If it says start on the bottom, you have to click start. If I clicked overview, I would keep getting a tutorial that will drive you nuts.
Okay.
Once overview is ready to go, I go to new partner. Once I'm in the new partner track, I go to toolbox. Once I'm in the toolbox, I'm choosing to go to page two. Once I'm in page two, I'm going to go to contact and invite scripts. And then read that document. Everybody fairly clear on that?
Yeah. Yep. I am, but we'll probably, when we go in to do it, be calling you and saying, what did you say?
Well, no, that's what I'm understanding about. I've called into lots of support. Remember, Chuck and I, when you and I were calling into India?
That's right.
And I'm imagining that all those times where I'd say, I can't find it, I could see the guy in India smashing his phone over the head of the person next to him and trying to be smiley while he's waiting for us to be idiots on the other end of the line. And just because I see it, I really understand that people don't see it. So what I'm learning as you become aware of trying to train things to your leaders or whatever it is, I've taken several diamonds through how to use WebEx. I have my little bouncing ball. And you'd be amazed, guys. You'd be absolutely amazed at this. I've had this one diamond that will continue to argue for her own limitations. And by that I mean this. I take my bouncing ball here. Come here, little bouncing ball. And I'll say, I'm going to have you look to the right of the bouncing ball. And then I have the whole group. I'll say, can you read what's right next to that bouncing ball? And some of them will say, there's a picture of Buck Rogers in his first television debut, and I'm going, what? Then I'd say, can you see a diamond with four small diamonds inside of it, next to the name, the word name? Oh yeah, I see that. And then I'll say, follow the bouncing ball, and I'm going to move it down here, and can you see a circle that's in orange and blue? Or I don't know what color that is. And they'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. So it really helps you to try to get more and more clear when you're presenting, when you're talking to people about what's going on with it. Just be aware that they just don't see what you're talking about. So I understand completely if we're stuck back on that other piece where you just can't remember how to get to this point. You go,
I wrote it down. I will try.
I do it all the time. So you go to this place, you go to Toolbox, you go to the second page. After Toolbox, you go to Contact and Invite Scripts, and you click on it, and you just keep reading it.
And we should be able to get this off of the part that we downloaded, or do we have to go to it live
on
the internet?
No, this is all off of the downloaded stuff.
Right. Good.
Yes, Chuck?
What are you talking about when you say you're using Jeff Van Blercombe's...
That's just level 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And where do you get that at?
Or
is that... Okay, what...
We use every week.
What we have already on the on your website thing there?
Right, that's just squeezed out of Jeff Van Blercombe's stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a good thing to clarify though. That's, I'm giving him credit because he really clearly identifies it. In fact, Michelle and Russell, I haven't heard from you in a few minutes, and I'd like to check to make sure that you're still on, because when you're muted, it takes a second for you to kick back in. Are you still here?
We are still here.
Okay.
Noisy on our end, so we're trying to stay in the muted zone as much as possible.
When
we're about 3 minutes behind you on the picture, so you know I'm going by memory of where we're at, but I think we're okay. So go ahead. Don't wait for us.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you a question about something we were. Talking, Chuck, what were you just talking about? I was trying to do something else. I know.
FN, okay, you know.
Yeah. Have you or Marion ever had me give somebody the Jeff Van Blercombe Attitude in Action CD set or the single CD that's been derived from the set of four after a level four meeting? Have you ever seen me do that?
I've not got that CD from you. No.
Do you know what that is? The Attitude in Action Jeff Van Blercombe 4 tape set?
I know what it is.
I had it on cassette tape, but I don't have it on.
Okay, what? One of the
a lot of the same things that he had on that are also on Team Spokane that you can stream.
That's true. So we could, needed to at distance, be able to put that on there. It's so clearly stated when it's in the attitude and action section. Can you all see that if I go through my documents and go to, you'll see it here in a second. When I go through our graph and chart that Michelle's been helping me with, can you all see that giving Jeff stuff would not throw them off, but may get them more solid on the process as a backup to this, or what do you think?
I like it.
And Michelle, I lost it. Would you email me again? This is Marion Palmer at mynekin.net.
Not net?
So, Steve, was that you saying you really like it?
Yeah. In
and
fact,
you like
I like
the
it.
Attitude and Action series?
Yeah.
Or the other from Spokane?
No, I like both from the standpoint that, you know, the new stuff in Team Spokane and also from the NECAN website are updated to last summer. We're not updated to this summer, but at least it's about 6 or 7 years newer than, because he's talking 25 years and we're 33 years into it at this point. But it's the same basic information, and I just tell people, well, if I hand them a copy of one of those four CDs, I just say, this is 7 years old and it's still as pertinent today as it was then.
Good. And here's what I'm thinking. If we go through this process and essentially Jeff verifies everything we just said over again, only in the clarity that Jeff only can do, you see how that builds a credibility, and then if they go on to their NECAN site, they see the same thing. Because Jeff's already talked through NECAN about that. Do you all have an opinion on that?
It's duplicatable. That's what I like about it.
In fact, I feel so strongly about it, I think within the next week I'll have a special web page developed just so that people, with links to the items that I've been able to download, and just put a real nice simple page that has the documents that you can just click on and look at with a person.
Well, maybe what we'll do next week then is to throw you the ball for a while and you can show us how that works after you've got it up and running.
Okay, we can do that.
Sounds great.
Okay, everybody, as you can tell, I'm studying like a maniac, and there's a whole series of stuff that's generic network marketing on the internet that I'm trying to pour through so that we can get you paid much more quickly, take people who have internet skills, have people coming to you, and have a much, 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 much larger number of referrals that come to you asking to be a part of your organization. And hopefully, if we do this right, getting as many as 10 or 11 new prospects who call you and ask, can you explain this or put me in, for every one you have to go out and find on your own. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Because there are some people out there that do incredible follow-up. They just don't get those brand-new people to start with. And I want to incorporate more for those people. They're not going to be the type of people that are the charisma people. But we want to have a system they can use. And using that system, they can develop their own business without having to... Well, so they can be completely duplicatable and this thing will grow more quickly. Any last minute questions? All right, you're all the best. Thanks a bunch for being here.
Okay, thanks.